Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine, Marie, and Julie.
Hello, Julie.
And I don't know why, but if you go to iTunes, you have to put in Life with the Girlfriends with Christine, Marie, and Julie.
Yeah, because why? Is there another Life with the Girlfriends?
No, but
there better not be, because we own that.
We own the URL, at least.
We own lifewiththegirlfriends.com.
Oh, exactly.
You know what I love?
What do you love, Mother?
Like, that I sold some words this week.
You sold words.
I sold words. Two words in the entire English language.
Yes.
And I got $2,500 for it.
For two words.
Two words.
You're a copywriter.
I think that's pretty amazing. Now,
tell the story.
I have, it's really a GoDaddy story.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I'm a sucker for words.
Yeah.
I love them. So I kind of own a lot of words, at least through GoDaddy.
Right.
And through the years, I've sold some words here and there.
Yeah.
I never determine the price. GoDaddy always does.
Yeah. They've had here's suggested price.
Yeah. $600, $400,
yeah.
You know, $175. That's fine. Yeah. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
It's food money, right?
Yeah.
But this week, I sold two words, $2,500.
Woo, $2,500.
Now, you're probably wondering what two words in the entire English language could equal $2,500.
My gogay is cut.
true. But the,
you gotta
but,
pay the
but,
bank all
but
the time.
The words were clean confidence.
Clean confidence. Ooh, what could that possibly be?
www.cleanconfidence.com. Now I realize that I am actually plugging this website now.
Yes.
And people can go there.
Yes.
And so I decided, you know, this week that I would go there.
Yes.
You know, like people say, don't go there, girlfriend. Well, I went there.
Yeah, sometimes you want to go, don't revisit the past. It's been sold. What do you care? Oh, don't revisit it.
But I had visions in my head, like, you know, Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime.
Yes.
In just a minute,
Mr. And he's Clean. Now so confident.
Yeah. I thought it would be like that.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I did have a, I thought, well, maybe toilet paper.
Yes.
You know, the bears, that has to, yeah. He has to go.
They're clean and confident.
And he has to,
he
right.
has clean confidence.
Exactly.
I'll give you like an emotional health product. My confidence is clean.
Yes.
I got clean confidence.
Yeah, some kind of nutraceutical or something
yes.
like
who knows?
That.
Yes.
100%, right?
Uh-huh.
So I went there.
You went there.
And it is, can I say gay website?
Well, no, you can't say that, really.
Does that make me biased?
No, it doesn't, because it's not totally true.
Oh, okay. It's, you do not have to be gay to buy this product.
Right.
However, they would like you to be.
No, it's not at all. I should go to the website to make sure we are talking about the same thing. Because maybe we're not.
Okay, three men spooning each other.
Well,
is
first,
not traditionally a heterosexual.
Okay, so it is a product for, I think it's a testosterone booster and a fiber pill.
It is, yes.
Now, there is it implied. Is
a,
there's things that
it's
are
a
implied.
Testosterone booster to that's implied to supercharge you sexually.
Yes. And then initially you go, hey, you go, Julie, look at this website. And I go, oh, okay, what am I looking at? I go, it looks like a testosterone booster. And he goes, I go, well, what's the URL? And I said, I think it was like a take two or something like that. Remember that?
Yes, I do
and,
remember
and
that.
And then you go, oh, that's not what I put in. And I go, oh, what'd you put in? And I go, I put in my URL that we sold.
CleanConfidence.com.
And I'm like, oh. I go,
and it, well, and it took me there.
It took you there.
To this website. Where it's they're selling this pill that is a testosterone booster so that a male can get pretty much full of testosterone.
Right.
And it's also a fiber pill, but it's a particular fiber pill that ends up getting your colon really clean.
Is that what they're saying? I didn't read the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
I just remember.
You should read the whole thing.
I will read the whole thing. I didn't read the whole thing.
It doesn't say the word B-U-T-T.
Okay.
It says the word bottom.
Oh, it does say the word bottom.
It says the word bottom.
I remember you showing it to me, and I mm-hmm. said, oh, it looks like a gay website. And you said, why do you say that? I said, I go, well, I don't think it's explicitly gay. It doesn't say like in flashing words and letters.
It's
But I go, there are three men spooning on this website. Yeah. I go, I'm not saying that's.
We're not saying that's bad.
But I'm just saying,
We're not judging.
I'm just saying that that's, you know, when, it's sort of like when makeup companies now have on a gender neutral person. Like, I'm not really sure what's going on
what
here.
What I'm seeing here.
Yeah. And I'm not judging. I'm just like,
You're just not sure.
I'm going, what? And my mind is, what's the marketing behind it?
Yes.
And so I think, and then you're like, what's the marketing behind?
Behind
the three men spooning. Not in a sexual manner.
They were naked, weren't they?
Yes, they were.
Okay, you're right. It was kind of cuddling.
It was cuddling.
They were cuddling each other. It was just a black guy, a white guy.
And maybe a tan or brown guy.
Kind of like a, I think so.
Yeah, it covered the whole gamut.
It was a spectrum.
And initially, I think you felt, oh, it's a threesome here. I go, but they're all men.
Yeah.
And you go, well, and then we had a good debate. Well, how do we know they're all men?
How do we know they're
men? They're just...
One's a couple and the other one's a unicorn.
We don't know.
We had the great debate.
We did, because what are they trying to suggest?
What's the brand?
What's their brand?
What's their brand behind it?
And like I said, I didn't read the ad. I was just like, more like, whoa, this is pretty progressive.
But they do have a money back guarantee if you're not satisfied.
Yeah, money back.
If you're not, satisfied. What if you weren't? I'm only 90% confidently clean.
Yeah. How do you know you're clean, confident?
Yeah. How do you know? You gotta have a buddy.
Do you remember?
You gotta have a butt buddy.
Yes. No. But, oh, mother, stop. Okay. But you know, it's so funny. Do you remember that movie Chips, the reboot one?
Yes.
They had this whole discussion, and I don't know the fascination, but it's now just in our lexicon about joking about this, you know. And they said you can tell when a woman is okay with her behind because they have wet wipes behind the toilet.
Yes,
you know.
Yes.
So if you go into a woman's bathroom,
right,
and she lives alone and there's wet wipes by the bathroom, then you know that she's taken extreme pride in how clean confident she is.
Well, here's the thing.
How confident she is with the clean.
I understand wet wipes. I think that was a beautiful, finally Kleenex has come out with them.
Yes.
It's a beautiful product, right? We love them. But my product, Clean Confidence, goes deeper.
It goes internal.
It goes internally.
Yes.
And so.
So not just surface clean.
Yeah, so you're
confidently clean.
So here's a pill that you can take that you know that you are going to be confidently clean.
And that's like I said, I have
to me, that's like having poop come out like a sausage. You know?
What does that mean?
Because it has that, in a little package.
Yeah, it's all good like a package,
yeah,
right.
Now, that would be my idea.
A package clean. Yeah, okay.
I take a pill that your poop would come out in this kind of casing.
Yes.
Then you
or
would,
comes already out in a doggy bag.
Yeah. Or then you would know.
Yeah. Or like I would just have a human formula where you could just like attach a bag to your colon and just come right out. I guess that is it. That's
really
that sad.
Do that, Julian. I'm going to cry now.
That's sad. That's kind
that's
of
too sad.
Yeah. No one really wants
but
that.
But I just want to say though, I thank you know you're welcome. Take two.
Yes.
For the commercial here.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Because the girlfriends have a big gay contingency. What's the word?
Contingency.
We also have that too,
because like you know, if things go down a certain way, I'm like, I'm all in it. I'm just there, you know.
You know, speaking of gay, we did talk about though that bake shop, right? Refused to make a wedding cake for this gay couple.
Yes,
and I can't remember how the.
I did not read the verdict.
But I said people should, if we were going to get into a business, it would be the cake business.
Yes.
Because we would say, we make cakes for all people.
Yes.
That would be our brand.
Right.
You know, and also we would make it a law that if you were a cake baker, if you had a bakery, you had to put down on your window.
Sorry.
What was so funny about cake bakery?
Okay. I literally just had this thought in my mind.
Yeah.
It's a horrible thought, but a kind of fun thought. Yeah. Just something that my thoughts go to. So, you know, like that cake shop, All About Cakes?
Yes.
You know, it's supposed to be a take about All About Cakes?
Yes.
All About Cakes?
No.
And that would be a way of saying we do cakes for everybody.
Yeah, All About Cakes.
All About Cakes.
Yeah.
All About Cakes.
Yeah, instead of we All About Cakes.
Yeah.
Instead of Bundt Cakes, it's a butt cake.
Yeah, but we do all, that just says to everybody, we do cakes for everybody.
And I think that if you're not willing to do that, we should put the sign up and say, we specialize in cakes for Like I just heard, this is crazy. But I just, it's graduation time, you know, a lot of graduation parties. Yeah. Well, this mother, she's so proud of her son. He graduated summa cum laude, and so she had a cake made for his graduation party. And she got the cake back, and they had left off, congratulations, you graduated summa cum laude, but they had left off cum. C-U-M. They go, well, we're not going to do any pornography on our cakes.
You're lying to
me. I am not lying
to you. That's so crazy.
They are so crazy because so the kid, he graduated summa cum laude, and they must have thought it was like some crazy, like, oh, man. Some
are you lying to me?
I'm telling you the truth.
Okay. This is not an alliteration.
They said C-U-M is a porno word.
And we will not, and legally from the Supreme Court.
But the Supreme Court said we do not have to.
Be forced to do stuff.
Yeah, and to put pornography on with icing on cake.
And you're like, hey, moron, that's not porn.
Cum is not porn.
Yeah.
Cum laude means to come loudly.
It is Latin. You used to know Latin.
I know. Summa cum laude means to graduate with confidence.
Sure. That's
it
what
up,
it means.
Look it up.
Oh, my God.
What does summa cum laude mean?
But, you know, there is that gas station.
That made me feel sad, though.
Yeah.
That now our bake shops are even being the police, the porn police. First they're the gay police. Now they're the porn police. And at some point they're going to come for us, Julie.
They're mostly like the Latin police, really.
The Latin police?
What does summa cum?
You're spelling laude properly?
Well, it's coming up, so hopefully it...
Okay, what does it mean?
Cum laude is a Latin term that translates into with honor.
There you go.
In English, magna cum laude means with great honor.
With great honor.
And summa cum laude means with greatest honor.
There it was.
So he graduated
with the greatest honor. And they would not even honor him.
Those mother effing...
Bakers.
Who do they think they are?
Those cake bakers.
Come on.
Those mother loving
so
cake bakers.
So basically they said what they meant with... greatest honor.
Yeah.
But not great with, not
they
with.
They took the with out.
Hmm.
With or without. It makes
but
me sad,
But there's that
though.
Bake. There's that grocery store, gas station, which I always think is hysterical. I'm like, how do they get away with this for so long? And maybe they're going to have to change it. They got like tons and tons of.
In Wisconsin?
In Iowa, yes.
In Iowa. I know what they're called.
Can you tell me?
Come and go.
Come and go.
Yeah, and they spell it C-U-M.
No, they do not.
They do.
Do not spell C-U-M. They spell K-U-M.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I'm like,
that's right.
I'm like, come and go, and you spell, if you're going to say come and go.
If you're going to buy your sushi at a gas station, buy it at the come and go.
Exactly. But if you're not going to spell it come correctly, like C-O-M-E, don't spell the K. What is that point? I mean.
That's kind of like cars for kids. 187s. That's all K's.
And they have come and go rewards program and come and go, pizza. But what I'm saying is, K-U-M. Like, what is the point behind spelling it K-U-M?
Yeah.
Except that someone had a really wicked sense of humor and I go, bravo. Because when I saw it, I'm going, well, I must shop there because you got B-A-L-L-S's.
Yes.
You know, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Where are you, honey? I'm at the come and go.
I'm at the come and go. Are you coming and going? I'm coming and going. How are you spelling come?
Yeah.
K-U-M.
I wonder if the Supreme Court would stop that.
I wonder if someone's going to get up all up into that nonsense and so
it's
forth.
It's so strange. I even heard on the news that an Uber driver had picked up two women, very hot. You know, one blonde. And
how dare you define them that way?
No, no. And one brunette, very busty, you know.
How dare
and they
you?
Started making out in the back seat. Oh. And he pulled over immediately and made them get out because he is against lesbians. Now, I don't know why men are against lesbians, but
well,
especially
okay.
two hot lesbians making out in the back
okay.
seat.
Okay, yeah, see, here's the thing.
Now, am I being politically incorrect?
Yeah, well, no, I don't know if you're telling the story correctly.
You know I do.
I have not heard this story, but we can discuss this because
okay. it is worthy.
It's worthy discussion because here's the thing.
See, now everybody, the Supreme Court gave everybody the right to just
they,
like.
But they did not.
I know they didn't. No but one read the. People think they did.
They didn't. I know. They basically said that the way something was written, it's sort of like an admission. It was sort of like a, to me, it was a cop out.
I agree.
They didn't want to deal with the issue, so they said, because of this, this is the reason he can go on doing that. However, what you're presuming is this. Now,
I'm presuming that people go, oh, we now have the right to withhold anything we want.
Right. But see, I'm okay with saying, like, there's signs all over the place saying we are allowed to not do business with you for any reason or whatever those signs are.
No shoes, no shirt,
no service.
And
then, like, or, like, and if you're coming in jerky, we can ask you to leave.
And, yeah, and also, like, in our gas station.
Yes.
They say you must have, you could not have an emotional support dog in here.
Yes.
You must have an actual dog that supports you physically.
Right, but not emotionally. and they must be certified. Literally, you must
you
come with
papers
on them.
You have to have papers.
Okay, but going back to
yeah,
the...
But I'm going to tell you something real quick.
Yeah.
That is a business.
I know, I've seen it online.
You can get it online for like $5.
I mean, it's
get
a
get your dog certified.
It's like
it's
the
a
people
racket.
Who... become certified to do weddings, you know.
Yeah.
It's just a 5-minute kind of thing online. But anyway, I digress or regressed. However, going back to the Uber driver.
Right.
I think that it is wrong to say you can't make out in the back seat because I'm against lesbians. But you can be against public display of
affection.
Yeah, like, hey.
What if they were a man and woman making out in the back seat? Would that have been okay for him?
And if it would have been, then that's wrong.
Yeah, he should have just said, I'm an Uber driver. He has a little circle on
yeah,
his window.
Yeah, I go,
but he
I'm totally against public
kissing,
display of affection. Please,
yeah. Yeah.
No public display of affection.
Yeah, no. Nothing in my back seat.
Except for... I deem who are tens. You know, I mean, like, you know, that's just crazy.
What'd you say?
Like, unless I say that you're a 10, and then you could do it. Unless I give you permission, then I can, you know.
Well, it's so interesting, though, because.
Or if I'm filming Taxi Cab Confessions. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Uber Confessions.
Yeah, Uber Confessions.
That would be a
The news picked this up.
Yeah.
And so I saw, like, it must have been 20 different news organizations, even down to CNN, and it was on The View. I mean, it really made the, you know, the rounds. But all the pictures were like, I don't know where they have gotten these pictures of this couple.
Yeah.
But they were like, you know, swimming suits, and they just kept getting hotter and hotter. And it was like, and so everybody loved this idea of these two women, you know, making out, and then this guy going, well, I just won't have this.
Because I'm against this. Well, this is the problem. I think this is very interesting because Uber has turned in from a job, from a car sharing, you know, site to an actual business.
Right.
And if I'm a neighbor and I'm like, hey, my neighbor wants to give me a little bit of cash so that I can drive him to the, you know, into the town. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? As a person in the back seat, I'm not going to make out in my neighbor's car.
No.
I'm going to be like, hey, how you doing? Oh, because we're sharing.
Oh, that's true.
I'm not hiring you to do a gig. I'm giving you some cash and we're sharing the ride and you're taking me. But because they have crossed over into like this major business now, it's different. It's different. And I think if are you a professional Uber driver or are you just someone like, I got a car and I'm willing to help people in my neighborhood go to town for some cash?
Yeah.
That's a different philosophy.
It is.
Because remember in the day, you know, sometimes you go pick up your Uber person and they would come in the front seat.
100%.
You never see that now.
No.
Why? Because you really feel that it's a business, not just quote unquote car sharing or
like
whatever.
Our little Dixon cab company.
Yeah.
It's just a little business. I got 3 or 4 cabs.
Right.
They're open 24, but everybody gets in the front seat.
Yes, see, exactly.
That's like your little local.
But like in Chicago, you don't get in the front seat of a cab.
No.
But I was going to say, like, no. In local, like,
but I'm saying,
Dixon,
there's a difference.
Well, in Dixon, those guys carry the same ones over and over again, too, yes. In some sense.
They know, so, they have their gigs.
So they don't come, but like if I'm going in, you know, into a cab in Chicago or whatever, I may tell them where I go, and then I'm not necessarily saying that I have to communicate a lot with my driver.
No.
I might tell a little bit, hey, how you doing? Good. Mm-hmm. And I might get to reading or mm-hmm. making out with somebody. I don't know.
The last time I was in
with my dog.
The last time I was in a Chicago cab, it probably was like 30 years ago. Yeah. I was by myself, and I felt obligated to talk to the
right.
cab driver. I don't know why. I just felt like that's what you must do.
Yeah.
You're sitting in the back seat. You're all alone.
Yeah.
And all I remember was like, well, what country are you from? Well, yeah. Where's that at?
Where is that?
How'd you get here?
Know, tell
just
your
like,
story.
Now I couldn't do that. They'd probably like, you know, you can't ask me about where I'm from and...
So, I don't know. But I think you can still. I don't know.
I'd like to.
Yeah. Like,
I find it interesting.
We'll get you a hat that says Make America Better. And they'll be like, oh, okay, I can talk to this person.
Oh.
I think. I don't know.
I don't get that.
I don't either. That's a thought that came through that doesn't make any sense. So, and no worries. No worries. So I'm talking about the cab driver because I find it fascinating, the question. I think that because now Uber has become this business, like, you remember Airbnb?
Yeah.
It used to be just, hey, I got a bedroom or even a couch you can sleep on for 20 bucks a night.
Right.
Well, now you go on it and it's literally a business. Yeah. It's not like you're saving money from going to a hotel room, you know. Mm-hmm. But that was kind of what it was about. Like, hey, I can save a little bit of money and stay in someone's house. I'm sharing it. Mm-hmm. Giving the homeowners a little bit of cash and I get a little bit of a deal. Mm-hmm. And we're sharing.
Well, you and I both, as you remember, we're going to Dollywood.
Dollywood!
In October for our vacation. We're going to Dollywood.
Yeah.
And
give a little shout out to my cousin.
Hey, Jamie.
Hey, Jamie. Out there near Dollywood.
I texted you this week.
To say, hey. She goes, hey, I listen to your podcast. You going to Dollywood? I'm not that far from there. Come by and see me. And I'm like... Awesome.
All right. So we're looking for places to know, and we're looking for cabins. And so we went to Home to Go.
Yeah, that's right.
And which was interesting because we thought, okay, let's look at a home. And then I said, well, maybe we could just, you know, go and look at a room in a home.
Right.
And that was Airbnb, right?
Right.
And don't they?
Well, and Home to Go has it too. They have it like.
But aren't they owned by the same company?
I believe they're owned by the same company because when I clicked on it, Airbnb and Home to Go, two pages showed up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, because like Match.com, that parent company owns a lot of different, you know, you would think competitive dating sites, but they're all owned by the same company.
They own Farmers Only?
I'm not 100% sure.
Oh my God, that is awesome.
However, so I'm not surprised that like these travel sites, they're all owned by the same parent company. So you think they're competitors.
Yeah.
They really aren't competitors.
Really... Is that truth in advertising?
Well, I don't know. But no, it's not truth in advertising whatsoever. However, it is not. I have known people who their business model is to create a website to be bought by a bigger website.
Yes. I know that person too.
You know, and you're like, oh, wow. You know that one person too? Yes, you do.
Well, we were looking at this darling house.
Yeah.
It was in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, because that's where Dollywood is. And it had two rooms and a bath. And I thought, you know, that might not be too bad. You know, we're all going together.
And a pool.
And a pool, yeah.
Yeah.
And, but she said if you want to rent both rooms, it's this price. But if you only want to rent one room, the odds are that the other room may be rented, but you'll have to share the bathroom.
Yeah.
And then she said, it's up to you, though, whether you want to be social or not.
Yeah. We're cool either way.
Yeah.
Oh, you think that was code? Like for swinging?
Yeah.
I didn't think that was code for swinging.
Oh, I thought it was code.
I just got the way you said it. I'm like going, light bulb. Because you made a point of mentioning it before. Oh. And
I thought you...
I did not think that was a code for swinging.
Oh.
I just thought that meant... Well, it's that makes total sense. Because their picture was an older couple kissing.
Yes.
Like, oh, we're so in love. Yeah. We're so in love. But now I get it. Hello.
It's a kink house.
The kink house.
Yep.
Oh.
Pigeon Forge.
I like a pigeon that forge.
You know, all roads lead to kink.
Yeah, I guess. I guess.
Like I told Norm, I said, next week, for whatever reason, don't even ask me why, at Jellystone, it's Mardi Gras weekend.
Yes.
And they're having a beauty pageant for the men.
Oh, cool.
Now, I told Norm, they also had a beauty pageant today for Father's Day.
Mm.
And I gave Norm the option. You either are going to enter today's beauty pageant or next week's beauty pageant. I didn't tell him what next week's was.
Yes.
But he immediately said next week.
Right.
Because he didn't want to
do it this weekend.
He didn't want to do it. He wanted to postpone it.
Yeah, thinking that smart. Because like, maybe I'll get it, not have to do it.
Yeah. But now next week's is the Mardi Gras beauty pageant for men. And what he does know this is that we have like about 1,000 beads.
Yeah.
And I'm sure we have the most beads in the whole Jellystone. So he will definitely, if he wears those beads, he's got no choice but to win.
He will win.
He will win the male beauty pageant.
And we'll put so many beads on him, he'll feel covered.
Yes.
And he'll be like, oh, I'm a beauty queen. I'm covered
up. Princess self.
Yes. That's awesome.
He is a little princess, though.
He is. You know, thinking about Normano.
Father's Day.
And I was thinking about, you know, you had asked me, like, oh, what kind of memories do you have? Like, your first good memories.
That's what I said. I go, because we're, you know, trying to celebrate daddy.
Which is hard to ask me, because I don't remember Jack about anything. Which is, I always call that a blessing and a curse. Mostly a blessing, because I don't hold any grudges. I'm like, ah, you did it.
I don't remember that you did that to me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. Oh, okay, cool. But anyway, and you asked, I thought to myself, what are really my first memories of my father? And I should say good memories, because I remember the times we locked me in closets. No, I don't. I think as a whole, I always felt that I had a good family, and I never felt broke.
Mm-hmm.
Even though now looking back at it, you have told me like, oh, we had no money. I mean, you know, well, mm-hmm. you're in your early 20s, and literally, you know,
no money.
Broke back then is different than broke now.
Yeah.
You know.
Hey, that's a good title for a movie. Broke back then.
Yeah.
Oh, .com. Hold on.
Go check.
Go daddy.
It's worth $5,000.
Oh my God, it's worth already. Broke back then.
So I always feel like we had a great time. Like I remember how we always enjoying each other's company. I think that's the overwhelming thing. But my first memory is probably two or three, maybe, you know, and this could be child abuse now. I'm not sure because not only did you take me to the drive-in to see The Exorcist when I was literally, I don't know, young.
Young, yeah.
And
I figured you wouldn't have any traumatic memories
if
you're that
young. Of course not. I have no. I also remember your brother, rest in peace. You know, when intentionally try to scare us. He walked out. I'm going to get some popcorn, and then like took a long time. We just assumed he was making out with girls or whatever the drive-in, and he came back and he was like, you know, can you imagine watching the big screen of a little girl being possessed by the devil and me being a little girl?
Yeah.
Very traumatic.
And you're on top of the roof.
Yeah. I remember being so scared that this time I had to be in the back seat.
Oh, okay.
Just poking through.
Right.
Like I can only see like through my fingers.
A little bit, yeah.
Now, but I call this a good memory, even though today might be child abuse. I call this a good memory. But I also remember one going back a couple more years, this idea that we were watching the Gargoyles movie. Mm-hmm. That they're called Gargoyles?
Yeah, it was Gargoyles.
And I think it was, I don't know, I think it's when ABC used to play movies on TV, you know? And I remember poking my head behind my dad, like, oh my God, I'm so scared, I can't see, but I gotta look a little bit and go back on it. And like, but dad, for whatever reason, is protecting me from the TV of the Gargoyles. And you know, I remember specifically their eyes.
Yeah.
You know, because they're basically, they were humans. They were people in costume. So they had really human-looking eyes. I'm like, oh, my God. These gargoyles are so scary. Look, they have human eyes. Like, hello, because they are actors. That's why.
But your dad was saving you.
My dad was saving me from the big bad gargoyles. Yes.
That's a good memory.
Yeah. And then the other, like another early memory I have is being like 5 or 6 and outside. I'm sure we had a list for activities to do that weekend. And one of the lists probably was outside, you know, clean the driveway off of leaves or whatever. And we were also washing something, the cars or whatever. And I took the hose and he's like, here, go ahead, wash the cars. And I'm washing the cars. And I go, Dad, look, I'm using the hose to create force that moves this leaf across the driveway. And he, and I remember specifically him being happy for me. Like, oh my God, I'm so impressed.
You discovered this.
Yeah, that's great. And thanks for sharing that with me, because I would not have known to put. And see, here's the thing. A dad that was too much into his own crap would have said, yeah, no shit, Sherlock. You know, what else are you going to do with water? I mean, you can use it for a lot of things. Mm-hmm. You know, don't, you know, you can't tell me and I don't know. Mm-hmm. But instead, he was like pretending to be like, oh my God, that's so cool. Aww. I'm so glad you know this. That's so awesome. And so it made me feel like sharing stuff with him.
That's so sweet.
Otherwise, if I had a dad that was saying, yeah, dumbass, of course it does. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, well, I'm not going to share anything more with him.
Yeah, right.
You know, yeah. Screw that. He knows everything. He's a know-it-all.
I'm never going to show him the wonders of my genius mind.
Yes, I will never talk about science with you ever again.
Well, yeah. You know, when you said child abuse, it made me feel I had a, I kind of had a sad memory, which was when you and I went to Florida together.
Yeah.
And we were in this little cheap motel.
Yeah.
And there was a couple that was like 2 doors down from us. They were from Canada. They were a sweet older couple.
Yeah.
And they just adored you. And sometime during that week, they said, can we take Julie to the circus?
Yeah.
The circus is in town.
Can we take Julie to the circus?
And I just went, sure. And, you know, gave these people from Canada, my child.
Yeah.
What the hell was I thinking?
Now you're going.
I would not do that anymore. I mean, it turned out fine.
Well, first off, you were in, did you say where we were at? We were staying at a resort, but it was
this just a hotel?
No, it wasn't. It was Shangri-La.
No, it was was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was a motel.
So in some ways, it was a hippie convent.
Got it.
And so I think you're a little bit less, you know,
yeah.
Defenses are up.
Got it.
I don't think it was just the hotel.
Okay, maybe you're right.
I think it was, I hope not.
Yeah.
Because that's even weirder to think that you just gave me to a
Canadian couple.
That was at the hotel next to us.
Yeah, like, yeah, they were like, they went, hey.
Going to circus.
Just saying, just
take
circus.
Your daughter with?
Yeah.
And they didn't invite you.
No. Like, no.
We don't prefer you.
That's kind of crazy of me.
What the hell were you
thinking?
Well,
I was 22 or 23.
Yeah.
And I thought I was smart, but God, I can't believe I did that. You know, when
you couldn't have been 22 or 23. I wasn't
know.
3 years old.
Yeah, you were like 5.
I think I was like 4 or 5.
Yeah, so I was even smarter. Hopefully. Oh, geez. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, speaking of the circus, like we were so poor that we could not go to the circus. We couldn't even afford the circus. My dad would take us to the mall and he'd go, hey, over there, there's the tallest midgets in the world. Or, look, the bearded men. And we were like, what? Tallest midgets in the world?
He's the tallest midget in the world. You're clocking in at 5'5". Sometimes those tall midgets are like clocking in at like 6 feet. No, yes.
Those tallest. Crazy midgets.
They're so tall. That's hysterical. Ba-dum-bum. Good job. Let's go back, though, to this idea that you did give me away to a couple.
Okay, yeah.
At the circus.
Yeah.
I mean, I literally was just a heart beating away from
that is. Can I say I'm sorry about that?
Yeah.
Can I apologize to you?
Well, I'm hoping that my memory is better than your memory in the sense of I don't have a memory of this. I mean,
do you remember going to the circus?
I do. And what I remember is the memory that I have is losing my ticket in line.
Mm-hmm.
And because they gave me my ticket, we're all in line. They gave me my ticket to hold. And I
to go into the circus.
And as we're in line and we get to the front, somehow I had lost my ticket. And I remember specifically saying, just go in without me. I'll be okay out here. Just go in without me. And they're like, we're not going to go in without you. And I'm frantically looking on the ground like, oh, here it is on the ground. I got my ticket. Thank God. They're like, oh.
I can just picture you, 5 years old. Just go on without me. I'll stay here. Oy vey. So I'll just stay.
I bet at some point they were vetting me to be taken. And they're like, this girl ain't worth taking. She loses her ticket. She cries when they see the lion. She's gonna be high maintenance
for everything.
In the van. Yeah. I say, ixnay on taking her.
Yeah,
you know,
we can't. We gotta cross the geographic lines.
Yeah, this is too much.
Yeah,
but I did resemble them, so maybe they were. You know, I can imagine at some point
you did say, "Yeah, hey there." No, you said, "Hey, yeah, eh."
But I believe in my heart that it was at Shangri-La.
Okay.
Which
I think you're probably right.
It was just more of a spiritual thing. You did classes together.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't know them.
No.
You know.
But there was like a, yeah, you came, it wasn't like a regular hotel.
No.
You came under an auspices of that we all share the same spiritual beliefs.
Yes.
So that, why would they even be there in the first place?
Right. Except that good takings, that's why. Every other resistance
slim
down.
Pickings. Yeah. Good pickings.
Good pickings. You're like, hello. No one would think we would take kids going here. Yeah. And so forth. So,
you know, so I do apologize for that.
I enjoyed the circus. No worries. No foul, no harm, you know. Exactly.
Okay. All right.
Hello. But I remember, I'm going to talk about my cousin real quick.
Jamie?
Jamie.
Yeah.
Because I've got some interesting memories about her popping up in my head right now. Since I was thinking about Dad.
Uh-huh.
And we always, I don't know why, but we were the first grandkids. You know, Dad was the youngest of his family, but we were the first grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
And so in some ways, we got to experience a lot more stuff. Now, my cousin Jamie, she's about 10 years older than me, I think. Maybe. I don't know. She's a little bit older than me.
Mm-hmm.
And so we would always go visit her for Easter. And I visit her mom, which is my grandmother's sister. And so they're like our second cousins in some sense. Mm-hmm. But I idolized her because she was like the cool cousin.
Yeah.
And when I remember going to see them, her and her sister, and they like loved horses. Not that they just loved horses. Like, yeah, I liked a horse, but it was never in my, like it would never even be an option to, like, own a horse.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they not only liked horses, but they owned a horse.
Yeah.
They owned horses.
Yeah.
And they would, like, ride them. You know, we were kind of, like, poor. I didn't think about, like, yeah, you had to own that stuff. No.
You not only that, but you were just content with the one right in front of the grocery store.
Yes. That you go, you don't need a horse, Julie.
You got a quarter.
Like, I think when I came back from visiting, I'm like, Mom, can I get a horse? You're like, you got a horse. I go, I got a horse? Yeah, it's the one in front of Jewel. I go, it has a quarter. And you get to ride it as much as you want.
That's right.
I'm like, oh. Okay. And I knew where that conversation was leading.
Yes, he did.
Not down the path of me getting a horse.
That's right.
And then somehow, though, and I also, too, I remember this. At some point, those two sisters, Jamie and Diane, loved Air Supply. Loved Air Supply, the song.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but their dad didn't that much. Mm-hmm. I remember their dad going, I don't know if I like this song, this music. But I remember coming back going, I'm really loving Air Supply. I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without you. You know, and, you know, I'm so impressionable at that age.
Yes.
You know, whatever.
Yes.
I can't remember the difference in the ages.
Right.
But
right,
they were just older than me and cooler than me.
Yeah.
That I'm like, whatever they're doing,
you
is
want it
awesome.
Yeah.
And I want some of that. And I'd come home and you're like, well, if you can make enough money to buy an Air Supply album, because I'm like, can I get an Air Supply tape? Can I get an Air Supply album?
I'm Air sure Supply? I gave you chores to do to earn it.
Yeah. I'm like, here's a list of chores. If you're going to bring that crap into my house. No.
No, I kind of liked Air Supply.
I did too. They were consistently sappy. And what not better music for a teenage girl?
Yes.
It's like you just get embraced. And there are Aussies, I think. I think they're Australian, which is better.
Yeah.
You know, and they had the Bee Gees hair kind of like, you mm-hmm. know. It was very cool, very cool. So
that's a sweet memory, too.
Yeah,
Air Supply.
Yeah. But I did remember.
And you used to always come back from Jamie and Diane's house. Like Greg learned how to ride the unicycle and
Well, at some
juggle.
Point, we spend like a week in the summertime with them. And I don't think it was, they might have actually been to college at this point, and mm-hmm. we were staying with Aunt Ruthie.
Mm-hmm.
And because I remember one time, they weren't there with us in the house, but we were with Aunt Ruthie and Uncle Jim too, I think. And then Aunt Ruthie, Gregory's like, Greg going crazy because he gets bored so fast. Mm-hmm. Greg does. He's like, Greg has so much energy. And and Aunt Ruthie then pulls out this unicycle.
Maybe this could take a whole week to master.
And guess what? With my brother, Greg's like, yeah, let's do it, Aunt Ruthie. Let's go across the park and let's do it. Let's do the unicycle. Sure enough, Gregory learned the unicycle and like within 1 week.
And it was interesting because I think she tried to up it. Unicycle. Yeah. She goes, now if you could only learn to juggle, thinking this could take time.
Yes.
So, but Greg went out and bought himself 3 scarves.
Yes. And within an hour,
mastered the scarves and then mastered the balls.
Yes. Now, I don't know if he ever mastered juggling and unicycling.
I think he must have.
He must have at some point.
I know he mastered the unicycle and the yo-yo at the same time.
Yes.
Which is pretty awesome.
Pretty awesome as well.
Yeah.
You know, but... I'm curious though, like what happened where Aunt Ruthie just had a unicycle laying around the garage? You know, like what kid of hers?
Yeah.
Said, Mom, I gotta have a unicycle. Yeah, I want to know.
And then it ended up in the garage.
And in the garage,
like all.
But I remember one summer we went there, and because they were teaching horse riding at camp, at the YMCA camp, because my Uncle Jim was a big YMCA guy. And we went, and I remember that week with horses, I remember two things. One was, I don't need to buy a horse. Because, boy, my butt never sweated so much.
Oh, really?
I did not have clean confidence in that area whatsoever. I'm like, and I also realized, you got a double bride. I'm still a little bit well endowed, and you're like, I didn't bring enough bras. This is crazy.
There aren't enough bras in the world to ride this horse.
And also, another thing I remembered, because we were in different classes, I think I had Diane as my teacher, and Gregory had Jamie. And Gregory got a better score than me.
Oh, you gotta kidding me.
No. So I don't know. And I remember being just upset with that. And not at either one of my cousins who probably graded us. Gregory is probably their favorite.
No. Yes, exactly.
I remember being mad at the fact that once again, my brother is better in something than me. I'm tired of him always being better in something than me.
That must have been hard to be in his shadow.
It was hard to be in his shadow. You know, little shithead speaks French. Yeah. I mean, everything he does better than me.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I love the fact that he's my brother.
On the other hand, you have a podcast with your mother.
Hallelujah.
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 Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
You know, as we're, I don't know where we're at, I think, but as we're kind of closing or something, I'm thinking about, in terms of Father's Day too, the time that Dad was painting in the upstairs bedroom. Do you remember that story? Because I
do remember this story.
I don't know how old you were, but that's a memory that you told me that was
a good memory.
It's a good memory.
It's a good weird memory. So, you know, you have those good memories that where your parents, that you go, oh, my parents did something really nice for me. But those don't last very long. The memories that really bring a family closer together is when things that are just unusual are like, oh, interesting, are just funny. It's really, we're in our class on we're looking at what you value,
right?
And I was reading some of the notes that I have, like, what do I value?
Yes.
And I value family, and I value humor.
Yes.
Because I think humor brings people closer together.
Yes, as opposed to bringing them apart.
Yeah. Or even bringing, like, some people might like really value even seriousness. Like, you must be, respect.
Right.
Sometimes respect and humor don't go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Because if you think, like, I honor respect, that sometimes means your kids can't be light with you.
Yeah.
Or you got
respect
to
respect my thought.
You know, and so forth. But so anyway, one of the biggest memories I have, being like 9, maybe a little 8, and Dad's painting my bedroom, or painting a room. Maybe
I think
bedroom.
He's painting your bedroom.
And he doesn't want to get paint on his clothes. So he goes, family, I'm painting naked. So I'm closing the door. Chrissy, of course, you can come in. We're like, okay. So was this actually code for something else? I'm painting. Bunny rabbit ears, painting. And then you're like, okay, Norma, go ahead and paint. And I'm making dinner, with my clothes on. Okay. And then all of a sudden you realize, you go to me, Julie, it is nighttime. Your father is, the room he's painting is facing the highway, mm-hmm. or like the main street. Mm-hmm. Could you possibly go see if he's like mooning everybody? And so I go out and I walk on the street, and literally we're on a major street.
Right. Addison Road.
Four lanes. Yeah. But it's like, houses and all that stuff. Yeah. And I walk down. I'm like, holy cow. Daddy is totally buck naked.
On a ladder.
With the lights on a ladder. Just painting. Like painting. Painting. But you never see his front.
No.
Because he's painting.
That's right.
Unless he paints in front of the top of the window. Then he'd be totally showing everything.
Then I would hope that he...
I gotta get this top of the window.
Yeah, exactly.
And so I come running in. I'm like, Mom, Daddy is totally mooning everybody. And I think you actually debated for a short time. Like, well, he's probably almost done.
Let's not stop him from doing work.
He's really motivated right now.
Because usually when he says he's going to do something, that's code for actually I'm doing it.
I'm going to think about doing this. Yeah. I've done
and
it.
That, in his mind, he's done it. Yeah.
And let's decide that we've really upped our ante here.
Like it's Sunday, and when Dad came home on Friday afternoon, he said, my car needs water. And then you tried to take the car the other day.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, I haven't put the water in yet.
Oh, he said, okay. This is a good example of not what to do, what not to do, or not what to do, however you say it, to have a house say. So, yes, I think what happened was, so he comes home on Friday, mm-hmm. and he goes, I need to put some water in my car. Mm-hmm. And I think you thought meant, I'm going to go up and do that right now, because mm-hmm. I'm a little low on some water.
Right.
And then yesterday, I need to take the car, but the exact same moment I'm taking the car, your guys are leaving. And when you want to go, Christine Marie, you want to go. And he goes,
I will not be denied.
And then he goes, oh, no, if you're going to take my car, I need to put water in it. And then you went, oh, I thought you had already done that. Oh, no. And I did, though,
because he said the day before, I need to put water in my car.
Yes. And I said, no worries. I'll take the Mercedes, even though that air conditioning was not working. It was 100 degrees yesterday.
Yes.
Even though I brought it to my favorite mechanic, even though I know I'm setting myself up for failure with my mechanic.
Yes.
Because my mechanic, his slogan, and I am not lying.
His slogan is?
Almost open every time.
Almost open. Almost will do anything.
Yeah. Almost can fix everything.
Almost can fix anything. Almost always open. Almost. And that's the slogan. But they should have another one. Almost always sober.
Yeah.
Because
that's exactly right.
Or actually almost always never drunk.
Yeah, exactly. And so, but I like those guys.
We love them.
I feel like sometimes they've asked me for rides home. Because
It's
raining and their bike is in.
Because they can't drive. Our mechanics can't drive. They're all on bikes because they've all lost their license.
That's my story.
That's our story. We're sticking to it.
You know what, though? What's the problem? I don't care.
And what did they say to you? We always try to help you guys out because you are...
good customers.
Oh, I thought they always say you're our best customer.
Oh, excuse me. You're our best customer.
Isn't that what they say?
Well, we've always got a car that could use a little assistance. and we've been with him for decades.
That's right.
So, yes.
We've been with him through jail, parole.
Yes.
A lot of times they got the ankle bracelet on.
Yeah. And I was talking to my mechanic, and he's the owner. And he's like, oh, I've seen my clients come and go, like literally, literally. I don't know what. I did not say what.
Spell it, please.
Spell it. I'm confused.
Yeah,
you must spell it.
We don't know what you do in this back room.
Yes, exactly. So please spell it. I had a funny night last night. I don't know why we were so. Have you ever been in a party where there's a lull? And some of the people don't want to go outside and, like, kick it up a notch.
Mm-hmm.
And some people really want to kick it outside, kick it up a notch, and do something active, like mm-hmm. play a game or whatever. And so
No, I've never been to a party like that. So go ahead. Please tell me the story.
So anyway, they have this. They had this oversized badminton racket and birdie. Mm-hmm. Kept calling it birdie, mm-hmm. And then
as opposed to the,
what is a real word?
Shuttle
cock.
I didn't say it. You did.
No, but then
guess where they bought it? They bought the cock at the
come and go. Come and go. Well, because I kept calling it a birdie.
I could do this all night. Now.
I know. And then Josh, Doug.
The train guy.
The train guy, yes.
Yeah.
As you're rolling your eyes, he goes, oh, you mean, I go, give me the birdie. And he goes, isn't it a shuttlecock?
I think it's a shuffle.
Oh, a shuffle cock.
I think a shuffle cock. Could you look it up?
Oh, for heaven's
sake. Shuttle doesn't make sense to me.
Oh. And so
thinking go shuffle, shuttlecock.
Okay.
And then as opposed to shuttle, well, it could be shuttlecock, I guess.
Yeah.
Shufflecock or shuttlecock? Which one is it?
Is one it? Word, you think?
Yes. Try shufflecock or shuttlecock. Is it either?
Shuttlecock.
Shuttle?
Previously called a shuttle.
Shufflecock. What?
Also called a bird or birdie. So it was a shuttlecock, previously called a shuttle cork, also called a bird or a birdie, is a high drag projectile used in the sport of badminton.
In the sport, is it shutt or ff?
TT.
Okay, so it's a shuttlecock.
Previously a shuttle cork.
See, now we're treading on the clean confidence territory.
Yes, exactly. But so anyway,
Mom, I need a shuttle cork. Not until you're 18.
No, a shuttle cock. No, I need a shuttle cork.
That's right.
So, but anyway, so then all of a sudden you have all these adult males going, I want the shuttle cock. Give me a shuttle cock. And then we had like Jack, who's not two yet.
Yeah.
I'm like, Jack, do you want your shuttle cock? And then one of the adults had to blow it and going, I don't know if he should be saying that word, if we should train him.
Oh,
I'm like, he's not
geez.
Speaking yet.
He doesn't even say goo goo gaga yet.
You know, our mommy and daddy,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
You know, it's all general.
They're worried that his first word is going to be shuttlecock.
Yeah.
Please pass the shuttlecock.
Exactly. I mean, we're teaching him penis, for heaven's sakes. We're saying what it really is.
Yes.
So why can't we say
shuttlecock.
Shuttlecock.
That's what it really is.
That's what it really is.
Unless you want to say it was in the old timey days, shuttle it was cork. A shuttle cork.
Yes. And then you're just like, I want to beat this child. Oh, excuse me. It's not a shuttlecock. It's a shuttle cork.
Yeah. They'll be on one of those smart kids TV shows that you just hate.
And you just hate. You're like, I'm tired of you guys being smarter than me.
So, Julie, I have no idea where we're at in terms of time. 3 minutes?
Yes.
But why don't you, even though we're in a weekend to our 4-week course on weight loss and stress, which we're having a ball doing, and we thank all the people that have applied and are coming either on the phone. They're not coming on the phone, but they're attending on either the computer or the phone. I'm getting all these technical things right, aren't I?
Fine,
okay,
good.
But we're still inviting people to come, even though we can't. We're still inviting people to come, even though we're a week out of it.
What happened is
because they'll just
get the recordings and you'll start.
Yeah.
And then you get to sign up for 2 free calls. Because here's what I'm really doing. Okay. My master's program, it's almost over. I got 11 weeks left, almost 10 weeks. These are going to be going by really fast.
No kidding.
I want you to go to weightlossandstress.com. I want you to sign up because you're going to be helping me and helping other people on finding the best way to deal with stress eating.
Mm-hmm.
You know what to eat. You know what to how to work out because they all programs basically work,
right?
Except the one that says you need a 3,000 calories worth of candy. That doesn't usually work, or baked goods.
Or I like the one that says quit eating at 2:30 and don't start eating until 8:30 the next morning.
Yeah, you can. Well, it used to be quit at 4, just eat 8 to 4, and they realized that wasn't working because during those 8 hours,
people can really pack it in.
They can pack it in, you know, and so forth. I'm like, I better eat so much because I'm not eating until tomorrow morning at 8. That's not the point, you know. So, but we do know that research suggests that if you engage in stress eating, which I have done, emotional eating, what happens is it's almost nearly impossible to get the weight off, continue to lose weight because you lose motivation. Because what losing weight causes stress, life causes stress, and so if you're using those excuses to engage in stress eating, mm-hmm. that's contradicting your goal. Contradicting your goal.
Contradicting. Oh, interesting.
So, but go to, I like that, go to weightlossandstress.com, sign up. Sign up for your two free things. Because what I'm really
What you're saying is you're offering them two free laser coaching.
20 minutes.
Personal ones. If they sign up.
Yes.
And
but I need to really preface this, that this is for my master's program because I want to have data so that I can create the best course possible, the best research, so that we can help figure this out together.
Help people.
Yeah. Figure this out.
Pass it forward or pay it forward.
Yes, exactly. And it is totally free, of course.
100%.
During this time, because once I have it together and I'm really happy with it, I may charge. So take advantage of it now and have fun with them. Have fun with me. So weight loss and stress. You'll see a video of me.
Or it could be fun with Julie.
Exactly.
Yeah, you'll see a video of Jules.
Yes.
You might see my finger or my thumb because I'm holding the camera.
Yeah. And I remember going, Mama, please.
Your finger's in here.
I go, your finger literally is in every corner of the scene. I'm like, okay, whatever. So that was our show, girlfriend.
Yeah.
Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there.
Yeah.
And I want to say just happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Whether you're a father or a son or a mother or a daughter, you're one of those four.
You're one of four. I like those odds.
Yeah. All right. How was the show today, girlfriend?
It was great.
It was great.